It's a small bridge over a small creek. It was a big victory and an even larger war. The story of Morris Creek Bridge and the American Revolution is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. Visit agroliquid.com.
Looking for potassium options to feed your crop? Well, potash is cheap, right? Wait. The slow breakdown and subsequent lack of nutrient availability of dry potash applied in the spring means that's money wasted. Wouldn't you rather spend your money on something that's going to impact this year's crop? Actually feed your plants the nutrition they need? Take a look at SureK by AgroLiquid. Designed as a full-season, planter-time potassium source, SureK can be applied in furrow, strip-till, 2x2, side-dress, broadcast on small grains and forage crops, and as a foliar. Find out more about SureK at agroliquid.com.
Hi, everybody. Chip Flory here, inviting you on an agricultural tour of Oregon July 27th through August 3rd. We'll tour Portland and view the International Rose Test Garden, visit Multnomah Falls, and cruise on the scenic Columbia River. Agriculture highlights include the Tillamook Forest Center, Bob's Red Mill Factory Tour, and a Willamette Valley Vineyard. All airfare, hotels, and more are included. For a free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
In late 1775, patriots in North Carolina had set up a provincial council government and raised militia ready to fight for freedoms. The Loyalists, meanwhile, assembled newly arrived Scots along with British Loyalists to march from Fayetteville to Wilmington to regain control of the colony. The sides met at a place called Morris Creek.
The trail, which is Negro Head Point Road, was a trail for human bondage, and this was the last bridge that the Loyalists would have had to cross to make it on into Wilmington.
Some of the 1,600 Loyalists were Scots who carried only the weapons of their ancestors.
There was a broadsword charge, and it was the last broadsword charge. There was about 500 actually out of that 1,600 that was armed with some sort of a weapon, edged weapon, or a musket.
Tim Boyd says the Patriots had pulled some of the planks and greased the girders of the bridge to slow anyone's attempt to cross. The Loyalists did not know the Patriots had 1,100 men waiting on the other side of that bridge.
There was no way when they came across that bridge facing the artillery and the musket fire that the Patriots had. That's the reason why the battle was only 3 to 5 minutes long.
Most have not heard of the quick but important Battle of Morris Creek.
Their objective was to take this colony back, put it back under British rule. They were also trying to sweep to the south and try to force Washington and the north to split his armies and fight in two theaters. Washington and I have an army large enough to fight in two theaters. So the victory definitely meant a lot.
This battle was a full 4 months before the Declaration of Independence. But for the colonists of North Carolina, the fight was on for a new country. Traveling the countryside at Morris Creek National Battlefield, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McCrae.